Welcome to our platform. Now we are starting with solid state. Solid state is a chapter dealing with the solid particles basically. Yes, from the name itself we can understand that it deals with solids. The smallest constituent particles of all the solids or liquids or gases are atoms, ions or molecules. And all such smallest particles will be referred to as particles. Yes, see, they don't have a word for it. In normal English as well, we talk about particles as particles itself. So in the scientific terms also, particles are called particles. So basically particles are particles, that's it. Now first we categorize solids into two simple parts. First is a crystalline solid and the second type is an amorphous solid. Let's see crystalline solids first. See, the crystalline solid study indicate that they possess various properties. The first property which I will say you is that there is a presence of regularity. Yes, regularity and periodicity are characteristics of crystalline solids. They are regular in the structure, their structure is definite and you can predict it. And the arrangement of constituent particles in crystalline solids is regular. And the ordered arrangement of particles extends over a long range. There is a huge range of ordered management of particles. They have sharp melting points. What do you mean by sharp melting points is that the range of the melting point of these solids is very less. I mean, if a solid melts at a temperature of say 3800, then 3800 will not be the only temperature at which it will start melting. If we are able to decrease the pressure and if you are able to change the volume or all those things, we can decrease the temperature, we can increase the temperature. So this is called as the range of temperature. So that specific range of temperature for crystalline solid is very low. They melt at some specific point. Ice is an excellent example. Ice melts at a range of 0 degrees Celsius, close to zero. It melts at that specific temperature only. So that is a sharp melting point, a specific melting point rather. Also, all crystalline substances except those having cubic structure are anisotropic. The crystalline substances which have a cubic structure, just discard them, and all other crystalline solids have anisotropic. So what do you mean by anisotropic will be a basic question. Anisotropic means like they have properties in themselves like refractive index, thermal, electrical conductivity, etc. So ice, salts such as sodium chloride, metals such as sodium, gold, copper, and materials such as diamond, graphite, ceramics are all examples of crystalline solids. Yes, there are many more as well, but these are some of the examples of crystalline solids. Next, we move to amorphous solids. The particles of liquid are in a constant motion, right? And if you want to stop the action of liquid describing this continuous movement, you take a action photograph of this liquid in the amorphous state. And when you take that photo, you understand that they are super cooled liquids. In other sense, we can say that they are liquids, but they are super cooled. You can also show that they are very calm and they are very patient. Okay, if you give them a human character, then they are very calm, they are very cool. Their action is very slow. Amorphous solids have some characteristics as well. The first characteristic is that the constituent particles in amorphous solids are randomly arranged. The particles are not arranged in any specific order. They are just randomly arranged. And the particles do not have long-range ordered structure. As mentioned in crystalline solids, they had a long-range ordered structure. And opposing to it, completely opposing to it, amorphous solids don't have a long-range ordered structure. And they have a short-range order. Amorphous solids do not have sharp melting points. See, the properties of amorphous solids are exactly opposite to that of crystalline solids in most of the times. okay, they do not have sharp melting points. They melt gradually over a temperature interval. They melt slowly and gradually at each and every temperature. They go on melting, and on heating, amorphous solids gradually soften and start to flow. As we have already said, these are sort of super cool liquids, so the characteristic of liquids is in them a lot. So they start to melt gradually and they become kind of liquid like. They start to flow. These solids, the amorphous solids, are isotropic. Now what do you mean by isotropic is that their properties such as refractive index, conductivity, all are independent of direction of measurement, and they exhibit the same magnitude for any property in every direction. I think this is an important statement, that they exhibit the same magnitude for any property in every direction. The examples of amorphous solids will be glass, plastic, rubber, tar, metallic glass, and metalloid alloys, etc. So with this, we finish the categorization of types of solids in amorphous solids and crystalline solids. In the next module, we are going to uncover isomorphism and polymorphism. So just make sure that you click on the heart button and you save this particular module and the complete podcast in your favorite, so that you get notifications about our upcoming lectures, because these help a lot. When you listen to these things, subconsciously it gets in your mind and you remember it whenever you try to read it. So I will suggest that after listening to this, I will personally suggest you to read the chapter. If you read the chapter or if you read the concept, you will get a better idea, and that's for sure. So make sure you do it. Stay safe, stay happy, happy learning.